Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 646, we're going to start our virtual studio series. This is a series, a four-part series, where Tim and I are going to talk about our video setup, our audio setup, our desks, the mounting systems that we have for our monitors and everything. It's going to be pretty awesome, I think. Tim and I are geeks, and we geek out on this stuff all the time. And today we're going to start off with our video series, the cameras we use to do this recording, to do these live streams, to record, product videos for our product companies, but also to do client screen recording and stuff where we actually show clients how to use their WordPress website and stuff. And you may do that. So we're going to share with you these tools that we use.
Yeah, and so we're going to, David mentioned the series, it's going to be every three episodes, so we're not going to just talk about gear for the next several episodes. We're going to break it up just in case you're a daily listener and you don't have any interest in this. We don't want to bore you with all the gear stuff, so we'll mix in some other different topics in between. But whenever we're going live, where David and I are doing a coaching call for a course, or, you know, we're doing this, doing that, we're always getting questions. Oh, what camera is that? Or like, do you have any special lighting? Or what microphone is that? And so we get asked those questions a lot. And so we have done an episode recently, a few episodes back, where we kind of gave a quick summary over the stuff we use. But we wanted to really kind of dive deeper for those interested, because with these days, especially with the global pandemic and everything, like going virtual is now a necessity. And so upping the quality of your virtual meetings and your live streaming and your recording tutorials or courses or podcasts, that's a big deal. And so people want better quality. And because of the pandemic, so many people are wanting to up their quality. All of these companies that sell all these different products are sold out. And we're going to talk about some of those in a little bit, but it's not a bad time to be in the business of selling high quality camera and audio and live streaming gear. So, David, you want me to jump in and talk about my cameras? Or
I think you should, Tim. Go. You're on fire.
Yeah. So cameras are obviously a very big deal when you're doing any type of video or live streaming. And so here's the thing, though. You might think that you need a webcam. Well, you do not need a webcam. Webcams are terrible. Even if you buy one of the nicest webcams out there, if it's just a webcam, it's not going to look that great. And so what you actually need to do to get the quality that David and I have, which is the kind of the blurred background bokeh effect, really high quality look, you actually need a professional level camera. And so I use the Sony A6400, which is a professional photography camera with really great video capabilities built in. It's a mirrorless camera, so technology is different than a DSLR, but you can also use a DSLR. And then I have my secondary camera, which I don't actually keep hooked up, is a Canon M50. And both of these, even though they're professional level, they're more on the entry level side of professional cameras. And so they're very affordable and the quality is outstanding, especially when you compare it to a built-in like laptop or iMac webcam, or even an exterior webcam that you buy from like Amazon or whatever. And so, so those will get you really, really good quality. We're going to talk in a little bit how to actually use it as a webcam. But first, I'm going to send it back over to David to talk about his camera setup.
Yeah, and one of the things that I want to say is that, you know, the highest end webcam that Tim was talking about is the Logitech 922C or something like that. And the difference is that you see, if you're watching this live feed or if you've seen any of our videos, we actually stream in 4K, you know, which is twice 1080p. 1080p is basically 2K. And they do not make any 4K streaming webcams. They haven't. As a matter of fact, this Logitech 922C web camera has been the best one for like the last 5 or 6 years. They have not updated it. So, and it is drastically different. It is huge. In fact, if you are watching this live stream, never mind, I don't even have it hooked up anymore because I don't want to use it anymore. I've got this one. I used to have it hooked up, and I was going to do a quick demonstration of how terrible it is compared to these cameras that we use. So anyways, the cameras that I use is also, I stay with the Sony. I'll tell you why I chose them. Sony A6500, which is the one that you're seeing me on right now, and it's a little bit older than Tim's 6400. 6400 came out after the 6500, which really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it has a screen that allows you, it has a flip screen. And that was kind of my only pain point with the Sony mirrorless cameras, but I still went with them anyways because their autofocus tracking is second to none in these high-end cameras. I knew that I wanted to possibly doing some vlogging, take my camera out into nature, possibly even put some stuff up on YouTube, and I wanted it to be able to autofocus and track. So even if, as I'm moving here, you know, the autofocus with Sony is just insanely good. So I have the A6500 and the A6400 as well as my two cameras, and absolutely love them. And, you know, the price range of those cameras is around $1,000, anywhere between $1,000 to $1,500 for those cameras. So it is a little bit of an investment, but it's not and overwhelming, like, oh my God. I think if you have some lenses already, you can actually buy the camera for $800 or $900. And it does allow you to have the interchangeable lenses. So it's huge, you know, when you're looking at video equipment and stuff. It'll go to all of these different cameras and stuff. So,
yeah. And if you're listening to the audio, since this is an audio podcast, just so you know, David and I are actually live streaming our recording to the WP Gears Facebook and YouTube. And so you can go and see the video on any of those platforms. And if we remember, we'll try to have this the live stream YouTube embedded into the episode on WPGears.com so you can see what we're talking about with the cameras and the quality and everything. Because we honestly get that question every other day, like, oh, what camera are you using? Like, why does it look so good? Like, my webcam doesn't look anything like that. And that's why, because it's a professional level camera that we're using as a webcam. And we talked about the cameras, and David kind of gave some price range tips on there. One thing we didn't mention yet is the lens, which the kit lens or the stock lens that come on these cameras is pretty decent. David and I are using an additional lens that we bought. It's made by Sigma, and it's a 19 millimeter lens. Is that correct, David? 16 millimeter. Okay.
16 millimeter. 16. Yeah. 16 millimeter f1.4. Yeah. It's a great lens, and it doesn't cost that much, and it will. Yeah, it's a super lens for doing this type of stuff, desktop stuff. It's got a really wide angle, catches a lot. If you can see this on the live stream, and we'll make sure that the YouTube video gets embedded onto this episode for sure. But you can see Tim's almost his entire office and stuff. You know, it's pretty amazing. It's got a great wide lens. The third thing that I also use is this bad boy, iPhone 11 Pro. Shoots in 4K, you know, I mean, I have a little stand, you know, that I, you know, hook it onto a little tripod, and, you know, I'll use the phone sometimes as well. So if you don't have the money to do the investment, but you do have one of these high-end cell phones these days, these guys shoot in 4K video. So I would assume Android does the same. I'm an Apple guy, so I've got the iPhone 11 Pro. It shoots in 4K. It's fantastic. So if you need to use that until you can upgrade to one of these, you know, cameras, don't hesitate to do that as well.
Now, David, is there an app to use connect your phone to your computer to be able to use it as a webcam?
Absolutely. And I think Ecamm, well, I'm kind of going all in on the video stuff. So I actually have a switcher that allows me to use my phone, and it's a what's the name of the switcher? Blackmagic ATEM Mini, which is a switcher that will allow me to, you know, plug my iPhone into the switcher and then do the output through the computer, Zoom, Ecamm Live, or whatever it is that you're using and stuff. But I would imagine that there's probably something that you can do, you know, that will plug the phone directly into your computer and stuff.
Yeah, or an app that'll allow you to connect it and use it as a webcam. I imagine. I haven't looked specifically, but
I would imagine maybe even like Sony has in an app that I used to use with the cameras and stuff that would use my phone. I could use my phone through the Sony app and stuff. So you're probably right. There's probably an app.
Now, one thing we haven't talked about yet that's very, very important when it comes to using these professional-level cameras in your virtual studio, connecting them to your computer, and that is a capture card. So David and I, we use an Elgato Camlink 4K. So Elgato's the brand, Camlink 4K is the product, and basically what it is, it's a little thing, it almost looks like a USB flash drive. Remember those things? I haven't used those in ages, but transferring data from computer to computer. Now everything you just transfer via the cloud, but it looks like that. And then at the end of it, you plug in an HDMI cord, and then the HDMI, micro HDMI plugs into your camera. And that allows you, that's the magic that happens and allows you to configure your camera to be used as a webcam. And so basically that's what you need to make it all happen. And so Elgato makes really good products. And that's what I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, that so many of these companies are sold out because of the global pandemic. Everybody wants to get their hands on these high quality tools for increasing the quality of their production. And so the Camlink 4K is like sold out everywhere. At least it has been. I haven't checked recently. Luckily, David and I got ours, what, a year and a half ago? Somewhere around there. Also, there's other brands and stuff out there. Blackmagic capture card, I think, is another thing you could do to connect the camera to your computer. So there's definitely some other ways. But Elgato Camlink 4K is what we use to get our high-quality cameras onto our computer.
Boom. All right. Well, I think that pretty much touches on all the video stuff. It doesn't really touch on all of the video stuff that Tim and I do. That's just the kind of the minimums that you're going to need in order to get this kind of quality and stuff. There's obviously some things you can do to step up your game even more. And I think the reason why so many things are sold out is like all of these, like churches even, for example, are all virtual now. So they're all holding their services and stuff through Zoom and Ecamm, and they need, you know, to have these high level, you know, equipment and stuff so that they can present to their congregation and stuff. So I'm sure churches are not the only one. Lots of businesses are using this and stuff, and that's why it's sold out. If you're not using yours, here's a pro tip, and you want to make some extra money, put it on Amazon. You can probably charge twice for what they're charging a brand new one for. So if it's a $300 product, you could probably get $600 for it right now if you want to wait for a while. I'm not giving mine up, though, Tim. It was hard enough to get some of the stuff we got. So, all right. Anything else on this topic?
No, we'll do another one specifically on software that we use, and we'll kind of, it'll make more sense and bring this all together, how we use the video with the software and stuff. So,
awesome. All right. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to add syntax highlighting in WordPress comments. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.